Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Trump administration is trying to redirect your attention, so let me set the scene because this is getting serious. The DOJ, including Pam Bondi, is currently spiraling. They are trying to spike the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein to cover everything up for Trump, while also spiking the investigation into the murder of Renee Nicole Good to help Trump and ICE. But at the same time, they are using resources to target Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey of Minnesota for essentially obstruction, or Donald Trump even says insurrection at certain points. They're throwing around a lot of terms, but they are officially investigating Mayor Jacob Frey and Governor Tim Walz. So this is all sleight of hand. It's like when a magician tries to trick you and says, look over here, when you should actually be looking at two things. Number one, the Epstein files. Number two, the fact that they are currently targeting Walz and Frey. But this all stems from the fact that Donald Trump has been placing pressure on Pam Bondi, talking about letting her go. Donald Trump is reportedly shit-talking Pam Bondi behind the scenes to try to push her to be more aggressive. We've seen this happen one time before. Trump, a few months ago, sent out a Truth Social post that was directed at Pam Bondi. Now, it was meant to be a DM, and it says, Pam, you need to go after these three people. Well, two of those three people were then indicted, and the indictments fell apart. They entirely fell apart. Now, Trump is repeatedly complaining about Pam Bondi to aides again. The president has privately criticized his attorney general as weak and ineffective, not because she's not doing enough to cover up his alleged pedophilic friends, but because she's not targeting his political enemies enough. Then, Senator Chris Van Hollen reacts to the news that Trump's DOJ is investigating Tim Walz. As a reaction, I mean, the reason they're investigating Tim Walz is a reaction to Donald Trump's anger. And Holland says, instead of investigating the death of Renee Good, Trump wants to investigate Governor Walz and Mayor Frey. Despicable. This is the least transparent administration ever, and this is the reason why people are pissed. Protests are sparking not only in the United States, but also in Greenland, because the administration is focusing on things abroad rather than helping and protecting the American citizens. Remember the end of Trump's first term when George Floyd was murdered and said, I can't breathe? Then the administration didn't hold anybody accountable until protests sparked, and then Derek Chauvin was held accountable? Now we're seeing the same thing. An immigrant in El Paso, Texas, was strangled to death and said, I can't breathe, as his last words. At the same time, ICE is on the streets, people are protesting, people do not like the cover-up in the same way they didn't with George Floyd and Epstein. There's a common theme among this Trump administration. Then Chris Murphy says, this is what totalitarianism looks like. Occupy a city, use violence and intimidation against protesters, arrest the opposition leaders. If he gets away with it in Minneapolis, then he repeats and repeats. All of the oversight into the murder of Renee Nicole Good is being consolidated into agencies that Trump controls. In a similar vein, we are now learning that all of the oversight into the Epstein investigation is being spiked by this DOJ. You know, friend of the show, Ellie Honig, really breaks this down well, how the DOJ, in regard to Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey, are just blowing it. If you appreciate independent media, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It means the world and it helps boost our videos. Take a look. And I want to point out, Ellie Honig is known for being a lawyer that just calls balls and strikes. He knows when to call out not only the Democrats, but Republicans, knows when to go hard. And he's very, very impartial in the best possible way. He's a beacon of truth. So just him getting this mad is really something.
Really focused on the comments that Mayor Frey and Governor Walz have made is whether or not anything they have said meets the definition of obstructing law enforcement.
Absolutely not. This is core protected First Amendment political speech. And you can even tell watching that clip of Todd Blanche that he doesn't believe it because he hedged himself very lawyerly. He said, well, it's close to obstruction. If you have public officials, as we do here, making political speech, even if it's explosive, inflammatory, aggressive, and then that causes people to protest or to call 911, that is simply not obstruction of justice. If they bring an indictment for obstruction, I promise you they will lose. And bigger picture, Caitlin, Over the last week or so, DOJ has lost its damn mind. I don't have a better way to put it than this. I mean, Renee Good gets shot 9 days ago, right? Fatally shot. It's immediately clear that we need an investigation, that the minutia, the moments, the seconds, the movements are going to matter. 3 days ago, Todd Blanche announces no crime and there will be no investigation. We don't even need all the facts. And instead, the reporting is they're investigating Renee Good and her widow for their associations.
That is insane. He's obviously slightly disturbed by it. He's like, the DOJ is completely trying to misdirect everybody. That actually ties perfectly into how the Trump administration is stopping all of the oversight into the Epstein files. Let me play a second more of this.
For who they're dealing with. For, again, First Amendment protected activity. And now we learn that they're looking criminally at elected leaders engaging in core protected First Amendment speech. They're just off the rails at this point.
Off the absolute rails. To continue, the Trump administration is seemingly pulling out all of the stops to get out of releasing the remaining Epstein files. On Friday, Trump's Department of Justice quietly filed a motion to block Representatives Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie's request for an independent monitor to oversee the release of the Epstein files in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Why are they protecting pedophiles? Why are they quite literally protecting pedophiles? Here's Pam Bondi getting slammed for
that. So who gave the order to flag records related to President Trump?
To flag records for President Trump?
To flag any records which included his name.
I'm not going to discuss anything about that with you, Senator.
Eventually, you're going to have to answer for your conduct in this. And you won't do it today, but eventually you will.
Thank you. Eventually, she will have to answer for her conduct in this situation. In this moment, a few months ago, Trump confirms that he's going to continue to order Pam Bondi to go after people. Why does no one ask him why he's so orange? What the absolute hell?
And what do you make Pam Bondi saying she's going to go after hate speech? A lot of your allies say hate speech is free speech.
She'll probably go after people like you because you treat me so unfairly. It's hate.
Jesus.
You have a lot of hate in your heart. Maybe they'll come after ABC. Well, ABC paid me $16 million recently for it.
Jesus, he says, I'm going to go after people like you for hate speech. Attorney General Pam Bondi then says, a reminder to all those in Minnesota, no one is above the law. Okay, no one is above the law unless you are a part of the Epstein class, unless you have a badge and a gun and a mask, then you are above the law. Then you are above even being identified in the first place. She says, a reminder, no one is above the law unless you are Jonathan Ross, unless you are Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein. I bet Ghislaine Maxwell is above the law. They are disproportionately targeting Democrats for no damn reason while allowing Jonathan Ross to walk away. I can't tell what's more offensive. The absolute derelict of duty in not investigating the murder of Renee Nicole Good, or the derelict of duty in then covering up the Epstein files in the same breath, the same vein. Pam Bondi was being pushed by Donald Trump to do a few simple things. Help his pedophile friends. Help bail out ICE agents when they commit murder. Help make sure that he is able to redistribute wealth to himself and Elon Musk with no actual investigations, then launch investigations into the enemies to distract from his pedophile friends. Listen to AOC.
Have you gotten enough of the Epstein files to your satisfaction?
This administration, the Trump administration, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Pam Bondi, are engaged in one of the greatest cover-ups that we have seen when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein and protection of people that are in power and close to power. It is horrifying. My thoughts are with the victims, but what I am encouraged by is the House Oversight Committee's continued pursuit in their subpoenas against Lex Wexner and others, and we will continue the fight for justice for victims of these crimes.
Thank you. AOC always on message. I'm going to leave it there. More oversight every day. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.